honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. This one is, I don't even know what number I'm up to right now. It's just, this is just No Filter number or whatever. Well, I really don't number the ones that I just talk. I normally number the ones where they're interviews. So that's the difference. But shout out to everybody on the check-in. I want y'all calls tonight, so I'm going to put the caller number up in a little while. I want to know what y'all think about this topic. I'm going to give my thoughts, and then I want y'all to share y'all thoughts with me. So, question. Did the game go too far with the Kim Kardashian line? Now, for me, I'm going to be real with y'all. When I heard it, I was like, I don't understand. You know, I don't understand why he did that. I don't get it. You know, I don't have any affection for Kim Kardashian. I don't have any, alliance to her or Kanye West. But, you know, when you're talking about somebody's wife, man, that's just, you know, that's different. And this is the deal. This is the deal, right? The Game and Kanye West have done music together, and he actually gave, you know, he gave the Game some bangers. You know what I'm saying? That Dreams joint, that was fire. That's like, you know, and this is when Kanye West was, you know, damn near number one producer, and he laced Game with some good music, you know, and you know, I just think for me, like, most women have a past. Some of us deal with women who have a past. And, she did what she did. We know what she did. But just the fact that he had to do that to somebody who he's supposed to be cool with, I just didn't really respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye, I mean, whatchamacallit, Ray J did the I Hit It First joint, you know what I'm saying? But he was kind of subliminal with it. We kind of figured he was talking about her, but that was blatant. We all knew that. We didn't know nothing about the Game having any relations with her. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know none of that. We didn't know any, we didn't know anything about that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, for him, you know, for him to just do that, I was like, nah, man, you don't do that. And then, you know, she does have children, and, you know, her children are, you know, getting a little, you know, the little girl is getting a little older. She might hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wasn't really, you know, I didn't really respect that. And I feel like if Kanye West was more of like a street dude, and this is the thing that people always got to pay attention to. Just because he's not a street guy per se, he got money. Everybody got hitters. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got hitters. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got hitters. So it's, you know, I don't know. I wasn't really feeling that. You know what I'm saying? From anybody, I don't really like, you know, when somebody have a past relationship with somebody, you know, woman that you advertise it like, because even for myself, like, you know, any woman that I've been with, and people don't know, I don't need to put that out there. I don't need to be like, yo, you know what I'm saying, I don't even like dudes like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like when a female walk past or come in a room and a dude just be like, yo, I hit that before. It's like, so what? No, who asked you that? You know what I'm saying? I just always thought that was lame. I always thought kiss and tell dudes was lame. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And not lame because you lame all around, but just that type of thing, you know, I don't know. I just think that was lame. And the thing with the problem that I have with Game is that he's dope as hell. Like, he's a dope rapper. You know what I'm saying? And he makes incredible music, always have. I think O always will. And he don't have to do that anymore. He don't have to use that old school 50 Cent approach of having some type of controversy surround, you know, releasing a project. I think that that method is so played out. It's so 2000-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like, that method is just really, really, really played out. You know, the last project that he was using, the Meek situation, the set, like, it's just always something, you know. And I don't know. I just don't think that he should do that. And for me, right, I think a lot of times, that people should, you know, like, who be dudes' homies? You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes' homies should just be like, yo, man, yo, you need to chill. Like, you shouldn't do that. I think, you know, because, like, for me, man, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If I had a homeboy and he rapped about something, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, in the interview that I did with Max B, the one that everybody know of, he said something about Chrissy in that interview, and we cut it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't let that fly. Like, no matter how he felt about Jim Jones or whoever else he was talking about, when you start talking about women, I don't rock with that. So it's a part of that interview where he said something about Chrissy that I didn't want that in the interview. You know what I'm saying? Just out of respect, because at the end of the day, the woman don't rap. You know what I'm saying? You say what you want about the guy, but the woman don't rap. So, you know, I just don't respect it. You know what I'm saying? I don't respect it. You know what I'm saying? That's just not my thing. But I'm gonna put the number up. I want y'all to call in, man. The number is 718-577-1346. And I want y'all to call in, man. Give me your thoughts. Give me your opinion on, you know, did the game go too far? You know what I'm saying? Did he go too far with that? You know what I'm saying? I personally think he did, but, you know, I want to know what y'all think. So call in. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? If you thought he went too far, if you thought it was really, really tasteless, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really feeling it. I mean, we always had a rule in the streets, you know, the women and children have always been, you know, off limits. You know what I'm saying? I thought that's what it always was. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know what his beef with Kanye would be, though. You know what I'm saying? Because when you can't say Kanye's my homeboy, I might apologize and all like that. That ain't your homeboy no more now. You know what I'm saying? Once you say something about you say something about somebody's wife, we ain't cool no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't cool. You say something about the dude's wife, dude, like, you know, their wife, their children, like, man, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. You know, and I could see if they had a past problem, them two, Kanye and the game, I would be like, you know, hey, all is fair. I still wouldn't do that. But, you know, I don't really get it. But the number is up there, man. Call in 718-577-1346. 718-577-1346. Call in. I want to know what y'all think. You know, try to have a good reception too on y'all line, man. Some of y'all be sounding like y'all calling straight from the central booking or something like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to get your phone etiquette right. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he said, you know, he nutted in Kim Kardashian's throat. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck you say that for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that all about? Like, damn. You thought Kanye was your homeboy. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, call in. 718-577-1346. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he, you know, and the deal is, we got a caller. Let me take this caller. What's up? You on the line with Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I was talking about the situation that's going on with Kim Kardashian.
What you think, man? Did he go too far?
Hell yeah. Like, it's either, like, personal or it's, like, got something to do with clout. It's always either those are either personal or it got something to do with some clout. That's all it is.
Turn your computer down. Turn your computer down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, that's what I think about it. It either got to be personal or it got something to do with just, you know what I'm saying? Just, it's always about, like, Nas and Oz. Like, get people attention so it can get more to the album. Or it's just personal. That's what I think about it.
Yeah. All right, family. Let me take another caller. Thank you for calling.
All right.
What's up? You on the line with Doggy Diamonds. What's your name and where you calling from?
A prophet called from Maryland.
What's going on, man? What you think about the line that Game said about Kim Kardashian? Did he go too far?
Man, to be honest with you, bro, it's this like thing that we done adopted as black folks where we always want to be the new thing. We like the gossip girls of the new age. That's the rappers nowadays. They like to just want the clout, whatever you call it. I don't use the word clout, but
yeah.
You know, whatever they call it. They just want something to get views, get attention, get everybody talking about them. But it doesn't even matter what black people look like at the end of the day anymore. We're just concerned about getting money, getting on, paying bills, whatever it is. But we've just deteriorated as a people. That's what I see it as. Because regardless of what the race Kim Kardashian is, regardless of what people think about Kanye and Trump, we're not supposed to be this low level of thinking. We're just a low people now.
We just
wallow in filth, wallowing in what's disgusting, and then once we get something out of it, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the end result is.
Yeah.
That's why the youth don't look up to the old heads no more, because the end result is always something funny. It's like when you go to church and you know you hear that false message,
uh-huh.
And you know deep in your gut, like, man, this ain't right what I'm hearing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the kids. They're realizing it now.
Yeah.
The end result ain't adding up. It's not adding up. You're not so cool no more. That's what it is. You know? You know how you wear something out? It ain't cool no more. I don't even think the youngest looking at Game like, oh yeah, you tough cuz, or oh yeah, that was cool, you rocking. Nah, man, they getting hip now. They getting hip because the end result ain't adding up. That's all I wanted to share with you, brother.
All right.
I just wanted to say, you know, that this shit ain't looking right.
All right, thank you for calling, family.
All right, bro. All right.
What's up? You on the line with Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, man? This is Mike from New York.
New York City. What part of New York, man? You know we got to represent.
Oh, man. I'm out here in Rochester.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, shout out to The Rock. I got people up there. What you think, man? You think the game went too far?
For sure, man. Like, I think what it comes down to is niggas having picks. You know what I'm saying? And that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? It seems like nobody ever goes that, no tough niggas ever go at the tough niggas. Not saying that's what we should want.
Yeah.
But when somebody got picks, Kanye ain't never been that kind of guy.
As much as
you don't agree with his politics or whatever, everybody, I get it. His politics is pissing people off or whatever. But he did the same thing with Meek Mill. But he realized, yo, these Philly niggas might see you and shoot you. Now, if Kanye West was the kind of nigga that had, I wish Kanye West had signed a nigga like A.R. Ab before the indictment. Because when you do that type of shit, none of these niggas run around talking crazy like that.
Let's
chill. Somebody might shoot one of my little homies. And why does it really matter what you did with my wife before we met? Nobody's wife was a virgin. And if you add up everybody that people even loosely think that Kim Kardashian was connected to, most niggas' wife got double that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the reality. So I think that, you know, Kanye West is really at a weird place with hip-hop, but I think this is just crossing the line and Game. He's at the end of his rope, and it's corny. And somebody, I think he's better than that as a rapper.
Yeah, I said that. You know, I think he's incredible. He's dope, but he didn't have to do that.
Fact. I heard a bar, some other stuff. He was on some whole, like, other shit. He was rapping, like, really rapping. And I was like, man, I'll fuck with this. And I heard that. I was like, oh, you on the same old shit. Like, so it's like, I kind of got tuned out as a fan back with the 50 days where you dropping 3 and 4 mixtapes every song you diss on somebody. I'm like, bro, nobody want to hear all that, bro. Just make music. You know what I'm saying? If you that thirsty for Kanye energy, like, throw that shit at Pusha T. Throw that shit at somebody that you feel like might got some niggas, because I guarantee you ain't going to disrespect them. No folk niggas like that, you ain't going to disrespect them, because they got real niggas around them, my nigga. And that's just a fact. That's something I know.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, that's really all I think, man.
All right, family. All right, thank you for calling in. Let me get some other callers in. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. You on the line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio. My name's Frank, bro.
What's going on, man? You see the topic. You tuning in, man. You think the game went too far?
I mean, yeah, man. You know, he didn't do anything for attention. He kind of an attention whore. You know what I'm saying? All he do is name drop. He been doing that, you know, and the shock effect of that is starting to wear off.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Mad corny to me, you know?
Got you. All right, family, man. Thank you for calling in. Let me get some other callers in.
All right, bro.
All right, peace. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, great. This is Amber. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. You see the topic of Amber, but your name is Amber. Where you calling from, though?
From North Carolina.
North Carolina. NC in the building. First in flight. All right, so you see the topic. You see what we talk about. Doggy Diamonds, no filter today. Did the game go too far?
No, I don't think he did.
Uh-oh, a woman.
The reason being is because Kim Kardashian's claim to fame was doing what she did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly believe what they say, good press or bad press is good either way. So I think that's going to put money in her pocket anyway. Her name is being brought up. Once again, Kanye West knew it. So I don't think he really have a problem. I think he is going to have a problem with it, but that's just his issue. But I don't think there's anything wrong with him bringing it up.
But do you?
And didn't Quavo bring up Nicki Minaj or something like that? So.
But
no big deal.
But my thing is, are you in a relationship?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, so if you're in a relationship, right now, and one of your exes was a rapper, and he just blurted out that he used to smash you, and he nutted in your throat and all that, how would your husband feel about that, or your boyfriend?
That's the thing. That's just business, I guess. The entertainment business. They're into entertainment, correct? I mean, I don't date anybody that's in the entertainment business for a reason. So,
All right, okay, all right. You're a female, so it's you know, it's definitely good hearing from a female perspective, and you saying ain't nothing wrong with it. I thought you would have been more feminist-y.
No.
All right.
No.
All right.
It's because of the entertainment business. That's
okay.
Just how it is.
All right. Thank you for calling. What's up? This Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? Name is Wayne. Calling from the Bronx.
BX, what's going on, man? Did the game go too far?
I mean, yeah, he went too far, but, you know, when you got a girl like Kanye and you a low-integrity kind of dude, you know, with very poor manhood skills, you know, these are the type of things that happen, you know what I mean? So that's just what it is, you know what I'm saying?
So you think it's just cool for a dude to just straight up and down just blow a dude wife up what he used to do with her?
I mean, it ain't cool, but you know, if people had more respect for Kanye, I don't think that would be happening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I think it's about, you know, the respect level. You know what I'm saying? Like if Kim was some real G nigga, like some pimp nigga or some shit like that, you know, gang wouldn't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Thank you for calling, family. BX in the building. All right.
All right.
What's up, this Doggy Diamonds? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, Doggy Diamonds, man. This is Dark Skin Drake, man. I'm in Texas.
Texas. Turn your own computer down.
Straight out of ATL. Look, let's talk a little hip-hop real quick.
Real quick.
All the people that's acting real offended, right?
Uh-huh.
Y'all must forget about y'all favorite rapper named Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
When he dissed Nas and we're talking about what he was doing with his baby mother.
Okay.
So I don't understand all this outrage. You know what I'm saying? Like the female said, it ain't nothing but publicity. You know what I'm saying? And with Game, come on, bro. He was on Change of Heart. That's his career. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we surprised what this guy would do?
But you know, when Jay-Z and Nas went through that, they actually had an issue. Was Game's issue with Kanye West?
He wants to be a bully, and he ain't never met his match. But every time he called people out, like Young Thug, Lil Durk, Gucci Mane, he's quiet as a church mouse. So obviously he's an actor. He's not a gangster. You feel me? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know gangsters like this guy. I mean, he might claim a gang, but that doesn't mean he's gangster.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of things what's going on is people trying to sensationalize anything, and everything is the clout moment.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So are you pro what he did, or are you against it?
I'm pro shut the fuck up about the shit. Like, fuck that nigga.
Okay.
Why is y'all giving this man so much props for saying some weak-ass bar about a man that everybody don't like?
Gotcha.
So now we supposed to bully Kanye because you fucked his wife years ago. You ain't doing it now.
Gotcha.
You ain't doing it now, my nigga. You's a lame. Like, why is we giving this dude energy? He's not a gangster, bro.
Gotcha.
He's 6'7 with muscles for nothing. Who is he scaring? Bro, come on, bro. I know little hitters in the street that's not scared of nobody like Kane, bro. Trust
got
him.
You.
That's
got
not a gangster what he's doing.
Got you. All yeah. right. Thank you so, for calling
yeah,
in,
yeah,
fam.
I think everybody should just dead the issue. Go on with your life. It's nothing to see here.
Got you. All right. Thank you for calling, family. All right. So, yeah, whoever's asking for the number's flashing across the screen. I mean, I don't know what else to do to get you the number. I can't text it to you individually, but the number is flashing across the screen. And the number is 718-577-1346. Call in. I don't know, man. I think, like I said, I think the Game is dope. You know, Kim Kardashian, I think whatever she did prior to Kanye West, you know, everybody has a past. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a past. And I ain't going to say, well, we knew what she did, because it ain't like she disrespected. I don't think like she disrespected Game or anything like that, or even Kanye did. You know, once it's beef, then the gloves is off. But when you just sitting there and you minding your business, then somebody just say something about your wife, it's like, yo, what the fuck you do that for? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not caping for Kanye. Kanye is well connected in the streets. Listen, man, y'all think Kanye was trying to free Larry Hoover for nothing? Y'all think he said free Larry Hoover for nothing? That's for something. Kanye West is GD. I don't know if y'all know that, but he is. You know what I'm saying? He is. So at the end of it all, you know, he could put some buttons if he want to. You know what I'm saying? He could put some buttons if he want to. But at the end of it all, you know, all women, it's almost like somebody just saying what they did to Erykah Badu or any of these other women, because, you know, some of these other women did their numbers too. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to drag nobody through the mud. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to drag nobody through the mud. But, you know, many women have a past. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So it's like at the end of it all, why would you just attack him? Like I said, if they had an issue, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And somebody say whatever is when it's beef, it happens. But I don't understand, you know, just him, you know, just saying that. Cause at the end of the day, yo, porn stars get married. You know what I'm saying? Porn stars get married. Let me take another caller. What's up? This Doggy Dimes. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello? I can't. Well, I couldn't hear you. I did an interview with JoJo Capone. And I don't know if y'all remember it, but y'all could go back to it. Y'all could listen to it. He already said what Kanye West was about. You know what I'm saying? So people who saying that I'm just saying something, I'm just blurting something out, like I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, it is. I could put the interview out. I mean, I could put it. It's out. I could take the part. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not just talking. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that, you know, when we I just don't. I just don't like messing with people, women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just never thought that was cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't like messing with people, women. Yo, Game is, but you, this is the really point that I'm, this is the point I'm really making too, is that he's dope. That formula don't work. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. What's up? This Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Doggy Diamonds is popping. Hey.
What's going on, fam? Turn your turn your computer down if you can.
Doggy Diamonds is popping. Hey. Yeah. What's up? You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. I hear you, but I hear echo too.
Okay.
Okay. You hear it?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
Yeah. Turn the computer down. You gotta turn the computer down.
Yeah, you hear it? You talking about that Game shit, right?
Yeah. Yo, I still hear your computer. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. It's tripping, man.
Yeah, it's messing up. Call back in.
All right, G.
All right. Yeah, anybody who want to call in, man, the number's up there. Call in. You know what I'm saying? Call in. All right, let's get another call in. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Shit, it's Mike from Rochester. I was just calling real quick. I didn't even know you was going to pick up. I want to know where that JoJo Capone interview at. What I got to type in?
I did so many with him, man.
What did he say about Ye, though? Like,
he said Kanye was GD. Yeah, he said Kanye was GD. Why you think Kanye was saying he wanted free Larry Hoover? I mean,
okay.
He went, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of them niggas that keep it on a low. Like,
yeah, this is what I'm saying. And it's kind of public, but it ain't public. You know what I'm saying? And I'm only saying that to say that a lot of dudes really are tapped in with street dudes, but they don't, you know, being a part of a gang and being a gang member is something different. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I think he's a part of it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not what it used to be. It's like, it's growth and development. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Kanye, he fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? He definitely fuck with that. JoJo said it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that until JoJo said it. You know what I'm saying?
I think he focused on the money. Like, even when he was going at Nick Cannon, I don't even think it was about, he was like, yo, I know you and my wife had something going on, but it wasn't even like, yo, you fuck my wife. It was about, yo, he was talking about her insecurities and shit like that. Like, he was going into whole weird lanes and shit like that. Like, it wasn't even about no fucking, like.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look that up, Will.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to get it out there. All right, family.
My guy.
All right, peace. Yeah, so shout out to everybody in the UK, you know what I'm saying, who's tuning in. Shout out to everybody who's gonna listen back on the iTunes, on the Stitcher, on the Castbox, on the Google, on the Audio Boom, on the Spotify. Shout out to everybody who's on the listen in. This is not a moment to cape for Kim Kardashian. This is not a moment to cape for Kanye West. This is a moment for us as men. You know what I'm saying? Us as men. I don't think we need to be attacking women unless they did something specifically that we have an issue with. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was, you know, at the end of it all, when I was thinking about Kim Kardashian, and then she was getting like people released from jail, I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got a black woman released from jail. You know what I'm saying? So like at the end of it all, like, you know, do we like, she don't get no props for that? You know what I'm saying? They talking about prison reform, Jay-Z and Meek Mill on the prison reform thing, but she actually got somebody released. A black woman. So who cares what she did prior to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about none of that stuff. She got a black woman released from prison. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, She is what she is, but that, I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what she is, because I didn't marry her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not married to her. I'm just saying, like, at the end of it all, when we get in a situation where dudes is making records and they just want to just straight up and down, you know, put somebody wife on blast, that's just crazy to me. But what's up? This Doggy Downs, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Robbie Blue calling from Atlanta. What's up, Doggy?
ATL, what's going on, family? All right, you see the topic. You see what we talking about. Did the game go too far?
I'm just trying to unpack it and just say, like, look, when you become a public figure,
uh-huh,
you know, everything's up for grabs in the sense that it's just like somebody taking a screenshot of you and making a meme or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, to me, I focus more on Kanye than the game, in the sense that Kanye knew what he was getting into when that sex tape wasn't a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was so infatuated with this woman that the sex tape wasn't a deal breaker. I think what it is right now he's having a little bit of buyer's remorse, in the sense that every time he watch a football game, he see dudes that she slept with. Every time he go to the, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm,
to the Grammys, it's like it's a sausage party. You know what I'm saying? It's like some cast that he's making beats for, that he's chilling with, he just now is starting to realize, like, wow, she done have more dicks than birthdays. So he loves her. He's willing to forgive her.
What was that?
What?
You said more dicks than birthdays. What the hell is that?
I mean, look, I'm just saying, we don't really, in my opinion, I've heard a comedian say, you don't really consider a woman a slut unless she had more dicks than birthdays. So if she's 30, she shouldn't have more than
30.
Oh,
okay. All right. I got it.
You get what I'm
saying? Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah, because I was like, what?
like, what the hell? Being a comedian about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I think he's seeing them dick ghosts.
Okay.
And they be getting into arguments, but he love her because, I mean, come on, he went after Ambrose. Now, as far as game is concerned, look, he's a lyricist. Did he take it a little too far? If my mama was in the room, I'd say, yeah, he took it too far because we're supposed to respect marriage and relationship, woo, woo, woo. But in all honesty, I mean, I know we're trying to say that it's about publicity and all that, but I think it goes a little bit deeper. I think Game was like, okay, Kanye wants to snap at people for even making slight, you know, innuendos towards his wife. Game was like, nigga, I'm gonna keep it real with you, remind you of what time it is with your MAGA hat on, knowing that, hey, look, you know what I'm saying, you and Trump both got cum dumpsters as your wife, you know what I'm saying? And it's like if you gonna claim yours. I mean, if you forgive her and you think Jesus forgave her for her sins and it don't bother you, he should be able to be happy with his wife and happy with his family. But we also don't need to live in the twilight zone and pretend like, you know what I'm saying, when he goes to the Grammys or the Oscars or some of these tight-knit circles, that he's with people who don't have multiple sexual situations, you know what I'm saying, with that woman. I mean,
but
you know,
yo, but
that's
but
who you chose,
but Peep Game
though. Though,
but Peep Game though, this dude also gave you hit records though, so why go at him?
I mean, I think it's the MAGA hat. I mean, it's like, as soon as you start saying you're the ambassador for all black people, and I didn't tell you to open your mouth, you know what I'm saying, and you saying all this and that and the third, and you know what I'm saying, and here we go again. You were the chick that has, you know what I'm saying, a track record. I think some cats are going to take the low road, and they may hit you there because you made it obvious that it hurts you. Now, if he was the Teflon Don, he was like, look, man, I know her past. I don't care that she was messing around with Metcalf from the Raiders. That's why he went ahead and looked like he got his ass beat with peroxide about a year ago when he had his mental breakdown when Trump got elected. You know, a lot of people didn't know, I'm going to say allegedly, that right after she had that baby, man, she's out there with her little slut crew, man. They were seeing her at Raiders games. That's why homeboy had to leave the Raiders.
Mm.
Like, she'd be wilding, bro. I mean, like, I'm saying, I think she just fooled around while they're married. I don't know because
I mean, but at the end of the day, yeah. But at the end of the day, we, you know, that start going into a, like, a realm of, I don't know if any of that is factual. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I don't
no,
know.
That's why I said allegedly. For
yeah,
your
yeah.
Cases.
I don't know if any of that. Yeah,
it,
I don't know if any of that is factual. But at the end of the day, that still don't give a man a right to say something about a man wife that he dealt with. If he had hit it recently, yeah. But if that was something prior to him dealing with him marrying her,
I agree with some of the comments.
Don't do that.
I think it's about records. I think Game, you know, is doing it to troll, and I think it was tasteless.
He got us
you
talking about it.
No pun intended for Kim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got us talking about it. And he also said it on Ellen too. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. But all right,
oh,
family.
That he used to date three of Kardashians.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. All right, let me get some other callers in. Thank you for calling.
All right.
214. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, I'm calling from Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. What's going on, man? You see the topic. You see what we talking about. This Doggy Dime is no filter today, so this going to be all over iTunes everywhere. Did the game go too far?
Facts, man. That nigga clout chasing, though. I really man, you know, but Game always been like that, man. He always dropping people name in his songs for no reason. I mean, it go way back to when he first came out. I mean, he just can't keep other rappers. Even if he bigging them up, he just raps about other people for no reason, for real, for real. So I never really, he could rap, don't get me wrong, he got bars, but the dude just, and then he do extra stuff when he don't even have to. Just like what he doing with Kanye. He do beats with him. Like,
they did records, man. Yeah, they
why
get,
you gonna do that? You know, it don't make no sense. It really don't make no sense at all.
Yeah. All right, family. Let me get some other callers in. Thank you for calling.
Bet.
All right. What's up? This is Doggy Dimes. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Doc, man. I'm calling from EO, man.
You say where?
I'm EO, man.
I don't even know where the hell that's at.
EO, man. East Orange, man.
Okay, all right. Jersey, all right. What's going on? All right.
Yeah, man. You know, I ain't know what clout chasing was, man. That's a fabulous word they came up with, man.
Uh-huh.
Another one we got to come up with for cats. You know, I know everybody talking chatty patty, right?
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's this form of snitching.
Got you.
You know, man. You know, like, you know, one thing you don't do, you don't lie on your dick, right? And then, you know, this cat out of Hollywood, man, you know. I'm not really feeling, you know, if you're going to rhyme, like, kick something, man, you know, that makes some sense, man. But all that, man, that's, you know, once I seen him hosting TMZ for Harvey Levin, and this cat leaning on the desk and he hosting TMZ, he a TMZ cat, man. You know, TMZ rapper, man, you know. So, you know, he all caught up in that world, man. He out there in Hollywood, you know, go-go dancer, all that stuff, man. You know, nobody's talking about Game to this here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, man. You chasing Kanye. Like, let them do their thing, man. You know, let everybody know Kanye somewhere else right now, man. Just, he got all that money, man. You know, money change niggas, man. And, you know, he went somewhere else, man. You know, just, you know, leave them to be where they're going to be, man. But this nigga Game, man, you know. His career been over, to be honest with you, man. His career been over, man. You know, like, he ain't never been a dope rhymer than me.
Word?
He ain't never had dope lyrics. Nah,
word?
Never, man.
Wow.
Never.
Crazy.
He's a clout chasing.
Nah, I think Game is dope. I ain't going to say that. Game is dope. We ain't going to do that.
I know you're going to say he dope.
Yeah, he's dope.
I ain't saying what you're saying is wrong, because that's your opinion. But, like, you know what I mean? As far as for me, for him being a West Coast rapper, trying to sound like an East Coast rapper, like he like Nas. We trying to sound like Nas. He probably like Nas when he heard Nas' first tape. It was written.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, he probably been, you know, clout chasing since then. But he ain't official, man. He ain't official West Coast cat, man.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, who riding with him?
Gotcha.
Who riding with him? Who got with him?
All right, family. Let me get some other callers in.
All right.
757, I seen you calling a lot, man. My bad. What's your name? You calling from VA. Ooh. What's going on?
What's up, bro?
Chilling, man. You see the topic. What's your name, though?
My name Mike, man, from VA.
VA, 757 in the building. All right, man.
Yeah, bro.
You see the topic, man. Did the game go too far?
To be honest, you know, Game got an album coming out in a couple of weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
So I think he's trying to get one of those famous Kanye Twitter jakes. How you owe me an apology, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He sounded like
honestly, I mean, that's to sell some records, though. But, you know, I understand what he's doing. But you know how many tracks he produced for my man, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're supposed to have more loyalty than that. But I guess, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's politics and rap now, you know what I mean? But I think that's the main reason he's doing that for, bro.
Got you. All right, family, man. Thank you for calling in. Let me get some other callers in.
Appreciate it.
All right. What's up? This is Doggy Dimes. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is B-More, yo.
B-More. That's your name, B-More, or you calling from B-More?
Yeah, this is Q from B-More, my nigga. You already know, man.
Got you. All right, you see the topic. You see what we talking about. Doggy Dimes, no filter. I need that no filter right now, man. Did the game go too far?
Fuck no, yo.
That's good. Go ahead.
Bring on that nigga Kanye, my nigga. Fuck that nigga. Q
keep that MAGA hat in your back pocket, my nigga. You want to be coming into contact with real niggas from the West Coast like that. He wasn't ready for none of that shit. He tried it. Now fuck him. Let him rot, man. Let that nigga burn in the fire, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's all entertainment, G. Let them do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Let's just sit back and watch. Let's enjoy the show, man. Niggas be getting all personally, oh, nah, that's his wife and this and that. Fuck it. They want to sit in the White House and act like he's going to change America and all that. Man, fuck out of here with that. You know what I'm saying?
So,
hey, man, that's what it is, man.
So the fact that Kanye West gave him hit records don't matter?
Man, fuck them records, man. That nigga didn't give a fuck about the community. G, you already know what it is, dog. Come on, dog. You already know what it is, man.
Nah,
that
I just don't
care about nothing.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it real with you.
Care about nobody.
I just don't play with people, wife and kids, man. Like no matter what, you know what I'm saying. And I had dudes.
He was playing with the wife and kids, man. Listen. Soon as he jumped out there with Nick, that's when it made it all. Oh man. Yeah, I'm going to get his ass. Look, Game was probably just salivating like, yeah, I'm going to get this nigga now. He started putting the tracks together then. You know what I'm saying? Because he wanted him to step out there. Say something. You know what I mean? Approach it. Let that nigga sell a couple million records, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Get that money.
All right. It is what it is. Bebo in the building, man. Thank you for calling. All right, man. You know, yeah, I'm going to take a few more callers if possible. Then I'm about to wrap up. But, you know, I want some women to call in. If there's some ladies on the line, please call in. 347-577-1346. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Gigi. I'm calling from Italy.
Italy?
Yes.
Wow.
What's your show? What's wrong with that?
Dope. I'm like, Italy? Like, I was expecting you to talk about pasta and you know, you're not from Italy, though, right?
No, I'm actually from Italy, Italian.
How old are you? You sound like you like 10.
Oh, no, I'm 28. It's just my voice. You see, I'm also sick.
All right.
That was just surfing the net and I saw your show. I was like, you know, I'm going to holler at him.
All right, so, you see the topic, you see the title. What you think? The Game go too far?
No, not really, actually. I thought that he's a rapper and I probably have issues with Kanye West that he's going after his wife that we all know she just had many men within the industry, especially black men. And I kind of find it odd how I'm from Europe, so sometimes I'd be seeing some weird behavior from the African American community from America. You remember when Quavo was just Nicki Minaj, right?
I didn't understand the last thing you said. What did you say?
I'm sorry. Do you remember when Quavo was just Nicki Minaj, right? Back in the time. And everybody was cheering him up and actually laughing about it. And now the Game's literally doing the same thing on Kanye's wife. And everybody's defending her. I just don't get it. The double standard.
I mean, you know, but see, it's the difference. You know, girlfriends is one thing, but wife is, you know, it's a major difference between girlfriend and dating and wife.
I don't think it's supposed to be that way. For me, it's like if you let one rapper or somebody disrespect a woman, then it's supposed to be not okay at all. It doesn't matter if it's a girlfriend, if it's a wife. It's supposed to be like, okay, you can't disrespect a woman at all. So it's kind of odd to me that at one time you're cheering up and everybody's doing their life in a Nikki, but not Nikki, but in general, even if it's not your wife. I don't think it's supposed to be that way. And I don't think that the Game went too far. Because, I mean, we all know what was Kim in the past, right or wrong.
Got you. All right.
For me, it's like double standard. It's like, okay, it's okay for this girl, but it's not okay for that woman. It's okay for this other woman. It's not okay for that woman. It's like, either y'all leave all the women alone, y'all don't diss nobody, or it's okay for everybody.
I got you. I mean, I can't, I'm not here to argue your opinion. That's why I want everybody's opinion. It is what it is. All right, so yes. Thank you for calling. Italy in the building. Yes. All right. What's up? This Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, man? Sarasota, Florida, man. Checking in, my nigga.
What's going on, man? You see the topic, man. Did the Game go too far with that line? Did you hear the line?
Man, I didn't hear the line, but I'm tired of the game and now all that bullshit he be running, man. He for real, real nigga shit though. He always jumping in somebody's like with the Meek Mill shit. Stay out of people's relationships. Stop talking about this man's wife, man.
Yeah.
Let that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Come on, man. It's this man's wife.
Yeah.
Even though we know who she is.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's up though, man? Hey,
chilling, man.
I just happened to catch you live, man, tonight.
Dope.
And I don't even know who you are. I just happened to catch it online on YouTube.
Dope, man.
Let me call it in.
Yeah, yeah nah, man. Tune. Yo, you got to tune in, man. Thank you for calling in. Put all your people on in your area, man. We definitely do it up over here. I like people calling in and giving their opinion and their thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And this is what it's all about. I like to talk to the people. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the whole Florida and everybody who's listening. And this is going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on Spotify. Just look up Doggy Diamonds No Filter, man. It's going to be on there. You're going to hear yourself. So you can tell your people, yo, man, I was on No Filter. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of the top podcasts,
man,
in the world.
Hey, this is my first time. Hey, let me just call and check in.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, but yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you know, you got Florida support. All the real dudes in Florida.
Thank you.
We support you, man.
Thank you, thank you.
That's real.
All right, family. Let me get. Right, it's another 305 calling in. Let me get them in. All right, peace. What's going on, man? This Doggy Diamonds, what's your name and where you calling from? I see 305, so this might be Florida too, right?
Yes, sir. Dade County, Miami. We in the building.
Dade County. What's going on, man? So, all right. You see the topic. You see what we talk about. We need that No Filter from you right now. I mean, did the game go too far?
I'm 50-50 on it because I'm 34, so I remember when, you know, Pac said, my 4-4 make sure your kids don't grow. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm a Pac fan, and I love that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of disrespectful stuff. Then Cam say something crazy like, R. Kelly, your baby. So, you know what I'm saying? The game go too far, yeah, but we let a lot more other stuff ride. You feel me?
Yeah, but let me interject. Let me interject on one thing.
Man. All right, go ahead.
In those situations, he actually had beef with the people that they was talking about. So when Cam said that about Nas, he was talking about him and Nas was beefing. When Tupac said that, I don't remember what Tupac song that was when he was in, but he was probably beefing with somebody. The game just came out of nowhere and just said something about Kanye West's wife. I don't, you know.
That's what, you're right. It does come off as clout chasing, and it does come off as, you know what I'm saying, out the blue and random. So that's why 50% of me is saying, okay, what is this about? You know what I'm saying? Is you know what I'm saying, you searching, you being thirsty for attention. But like I said, we heard a lot of more other worse stuff ride in hip hop, right? So him saying something like that, whether it's true or not, we can't be hypocrites at the same time, though. Me personally, I do think it's uncalled for.
Gotcha.
You're right. But we at the same time, we can't be hypocrites, though. True or false?
No, yeah, no, on, you right. But I never even when popped his first line and hit him up, I was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, right? This is where we got to keep it 100, 1,000. At when he said that about Faith in that song, Faith, that might have been true, and that was during the beef. Game is talking about something that happened prior to Kanye West even probably knowing her. So you don't go dig up something from like how long Kanye West and Kim Kardashian been together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that, man.
But let's say, okay, so let me just play devil's advocate real quick.
Don't advocate for the devil. Don't advocate for the devil. Just say, let's look at it from another perspective.
All right, so let's look at it from another POV real quick. Like I said, it may be random to us, but what if Kanye did something to Game and we don't know about it? Let's just give him that benefit of the doubt. We still on the outside looking in.
No,
so
all right, you're right.
It appear to be random. But he may have a legitimate reason for it. You feel me?
You're right.
But then again, it's Game, and it's real dicey. It's all smoke and mirrors because that's what it is now. It's no more about the content and your skills. It's all about what scandal can I conjure up to get the blogs talking. Like I said, I'm 34, so, you know, I'm young, but I'm still old enough to know what it was like to where you just had your bars and your skills and the music spoke for itself. Now it's all about
Music ain't good enough. Let me come up with a scandal. And we all know that, you know, Kanye, Kim Kardashian, Trump, you know what I'm saying? All of that is low banner fuel. Like, what's a quick way for me to get somebody talking? Ooh, I get it, Kanye. So it's real dicey. That's why I got mixed feelings about it. But like, at the end of the day, I can't be a hypocrite, man, because I support a lot of other ignorant things.
Got you.
About it when D-Block and 50, like, there's a lot of beasts that we could go back and we could be like, ooh.
Yeah, got you.
That was real deep and disrespectful.
But again, though.
But again, though,
the key word that you said was when it was real beef. We don't know. We didn't see this beat. We don't know what this is about. Because he said, Kanye's my boy, and I might apologize. So I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, thank you for calling, family. Yeah. Let me get some more callers in.
I got you, homie.
All right. So, let me get some more callers in before. All right, we got another caller. Hold on. What's up? This Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this Q from B-More, man. I seen the comments. Everybody's bugging. They acting like, yo, this is a major catastrophe, yo. Kim, yo, Chloe, the other shorty, Slim smashed all them joints.
You said who?
Yo, Gang smashed all the sisters.
That's what he said, though. We don't know if he did that, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we don't know what he did. Like, we can't jack that. So now we
on that. So basically, so he lying then. That's what we saying then.
I mean, we can't. So at the end of the day, listen, fam, you know how we give it up in the hood. We don't just be like, out of nowhere, yo, I just smashed. You know, we never really respected dudes who was just like, yo, I smashed all them chicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't rock like that in the hood. We don't rock like that. You know what I'm saying? We never been like.
All right.
We don't know nobody who did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, even 50 said. Even 50 said.
She ain't thotting out there in the Hollywood Hills no more. That's what's going on now.
Nah, I'm not saying
she's been to the White House.
I'm not saying she is or she ain't. That don't concern me. My whole thing is at the end of the day, once somebody gets married, porn stars get married too.
Okay, she had a tape. So that explains everything. She still had a little bit of back history. A couple people that she probably smashed. Nobody never said nothing. But guess what? Once he wore that hat and walked up in that White House and started talking crazy about slavery was a choice and all that, guess what? That changes the game. All the gloves is off. Niggas ain't playing with him no more. Niggas ain't hiding nothing. If it happened, it happened. You get what I'm saying? Now niggas is starting to reveal shit. It's all, yo, that's why I said it's entertainment. But at the same time, yo, shut up. You know what I mean? Sit down. Like my man said earlier, it's like, yo, when you start trying to act like you representing for the culture and all black people and all that, doing shit going against the grain all the way, come on, man. That's when everybody just start turning their back. So I don't think Game lying. I just think that he just wasn't revealing it for the simple fact that he respected him. But then you lose respect because it's bigger than just, oh, a marriage. We talking about the culture. We talking about the future of black people in general in this country.
So, bro, you trying to say a blood from who's a gang or, you know, gangbanger from L.A. that, you know, is with the bullshit he's morally right all the time, too.
I'm not saying he's morally right. What I'm saying is that think about his mindset. His mindset, he on a militant mindset. He don't care about that man, you know what I'm saying, losing money or nothing like that or he getting selling records. He gonna win. But at the same time, yo, look at what Kanye's been doing over the last, what, how many months? He's been trolling everybody. So why can't he be trolled?
I'm not saying that. At the end of the day, my whole thing is I just don't play with people's wife. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, she did a good thing. She got in there. She helped out with the prison reform thing or whatever. I don't see that as playing with his wife when on top of everything, like, yo, we got a whole culture, man, that's riding on this dude, man, coming back from the dead, the sunken place, wherever the hell he was at. You know what I'm saying? So we need him to speak up and speak up in a different type of way. We don't need him to go to Chicago and cry and act like he's a victim. We need him to say, like, yo, I know what I'm doing or something or get some help. You know what I'm saying? But until then, niggas going to bomb on him. Niggas going to ride on him. Fuck it. I mean, let him make some money. I mean, he making money too, though.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, let me get some more.
Look at the natives, though. Look at the natives last week. They had the MAGA hats on. They think that stuff is cool and cute, man.
No, not the natives. The other people. It wasn't the natives. The natives had on their uniform. You talking about them young.
But look at the message.
They
drowned out the message from the natives.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't even get a chance to hear what they had to speak on. You feel me? Because they had these clowns thinking that's cool and cute, you know what I'm saying, rocking them hats, and that's what they represent. So how could you represent something like that but not expect a nigga that represents, you know, fighting for freedom, you know what I mean, to bomb on you?
Got you.
You know, that's what it is.
All right, family, let me get some more callers in. Thank you for calling. Yo, what's up? This Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, man, let me turn this down. What's good? What's good, Doggy?
Oh, what's up? I already know what this is. Go ahead, family.
I'm listening to all these callers, man. And I just want to say two things, man. I could tell definitely by a lot of these, the people that called in, that the generations is definitely different. And I believe this generation now is very suspect. Growing up, we couldn't talk about people's wives, man, regardless of whom or what. And they're making excuses for it, that it's okay to talk about somebody's wives because Kanye said what he said. Or like the last caller said, well, Kanye get money and Kim get money, let Game get his money. Man, I come from Brooklyn, man, where you talk about a man's wife, you're going to be leaking regardless of what they did last week, man. Yeah. I don't see how people could sit there and co-sign this madness. You don't talk about a person's wife, man. Talk about a man's wife. I wouldn't give a fuck what Tupac did.
Yeah.
And since we on that topic, I mean, he's dead. Pop dead.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me call in, man.
Yeah. Yo, we going to build later on. I'll holler at you later. All right, peace. Nah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, you know, I don't know, man. You get hurt for playing with somebody's wife, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. 4-4 in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Strategy King.
What's going on? Turn your computer down if you can, because I hear the echo.
Oh, okay. Been there. How's that?
That sound a little bit better. All right. So, what you think about the topic, man? Is the Game, did he go too far?
For him? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
TMZ put a report out there that he's been warned he's going to lose business deals for it.
For saying
he
that?
He thinks that the stream... Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because we're in the Me Too era, and the Game is dumb.
Yeah.
He's stupid. Made a dumb business move.
Not like TMZ is the, you know, definitely official news cycle.
Well,
they
got academics, so you said you respect academics, gets his news from that. So, you YouTubers love TMZ. Y'all love academics.
I don't love no damn academics. I never said I loved them. I understand his come up.
I heard the interview with Angelica, and you know, you were saying that you were, honestly, Angelica's crazy to go back to a guy who dogged out the way she.
Who's Angelica?
Back to whoever ex girl who she said that he's a monster, whatever it was.
You said you heard who interview with her.
I think you. I looked at your interview with her.
I never interviewed her. I never interviewed no Angelica. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Well, my point though is with Game, it's a bad biz. It's a bad move for him because in the Me Too era, we're in this old age of respect women. Back in Tupac's day, you know, you could say stuff, and it was wrong then too, by the way. But back then, you know, you could dog a woman out, and it's like a badge of honor. I mean, I hate to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
In this new day and age of accountability and treating people with respect, you know, particularly women who feel after the last presidential election that women were. You know, Hillary was mishandled. A lot of that is stemming from that, okay? Nobody wants to say it, but that's the reality of it. So women are saying, since y'all voted for a guy who said, I grab women by whatever, we're now saying we're going to demand men treat us with respect, okay? The Kardashians and the Jenners are the most famous women in Hollywood right now. They run Hollywood.
The guy who executive produces that show, do you know who executive produces that show?
Nah, I really don't even give a fuck, but you can tell me.
Okay. It's Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
If you give a fuck about the ABC New Year's Eve.
I know who Ryan. I know who Ryan Seacrest is. Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. Major power broker in Hollywood. He runs just about everything up over there. And my point, and he's a big level executive with NBC Universal. NBC Universal, major, major part, you know, owned by Comcast. It just goes on and on. So from a business perspective, Game was warned by his friends. Mm. Y'all know how y'all always say, how come the friends didn't say that? His friends warned him, don't do it, bro. Mm. And then guess what it did? Academics put out there yesterday. Now Game rapping about Kylie. What Kylie got? So all these callers talking about, well, Kanye with the hat. Well, what, Kylie's not married to Kanye?
Mm. What
Game rapped about with Kylie is, in 6 years ago in 2013, she was waking up with him and he was giving her breakfast. Well, 6 years ago, Kylie was 16 years old. I thought we were outraged with R. Kelly. So, Game, did you just self-snitch?
Kylie
at 16?
Nah, I didn't take that like that.
But a case can be made.
Yeah.
A case can be made against Game. It's called self-snitching. That's why I said a bad move. And the crab in the barrel mentality, the scratching at the bottom of the barrel of we at the bottom, so now we want to drag everybody else down with us. Have we looked at Game's marriage and what's happened in his personal life?
I know. We going too far now, bro. Let's bring this on home. Do you think he went too far? let's just sum this shit up.
I agree. That's my point. I'm making. The thing is, I wasn't going to go there. I got more respect for Game than that. The bottom line is, he went too far. And those who don't see it that way, get luck trying to stay on and get major sponsorship deals in the future.
All right. Thank you for calling, family. 210, what's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Big Citra, man. I'm in South Carolina.
SC in the building. What's going on, man? Did you think the game went too far?
Nah, man. He ain't go too far at all right, man.
Give it to me. No filter. Pause. Why you think he ain't go too far? Come on, no filter.
When you say slavery was a choice, and when you go on and you say publicly you support motherfuckers like Donald Trump, you were stabbing the culture in the back. I mean, this is a motherfucker who made a song about slave ships, talking about people who work in 9 to 5 and can barely get ahead. So when you take something that's that pure and that emotional, and you not even as black people, just people who went through those types of struggles, and turn around and say something as flagrant as slavery was a choice, that people do shit, and they think that I can just go apologize, do a media run, and then it's over. It's like, nah, niggas ain't fucking with you. Period.
So all right, so that's him, but what that got to do with his wife, though?
Man, a lot of times you put your family in the way. Like a gang, being a gangbanger, and I actually lived in L.A. a good part of my life, and a lot of times it's that what I want to say. If you in the whip with the enemy, shit, you get hit too. Kanye was fucking with Drake, and a couple of months later he started saying something about Drake for the mentioning of Kiki in his song or whatever the case may be. So I think Gang did that to directly get a response from him, so he can go with his neck. It's like a bait thing, like, okay, Drake did X, Y, Z, and you got your panties in a bunch. Now what if I say the bitch sucked my dick? Now say something.
Damn.
Slavery was a choice. And, you know, is it right? Is it wrong? I personally don't think nothing wrong with it. I think Kanye put himself in that position to be ridiculed. If I'm breaking your house, are you wrong for shooting me?
Well, that's a whole different scenario. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Because at the end of the day, you attacking, because we, come on, man, street rules, I don't care who is, what denomination, what it's always been, it always been the women and the children are off limits. That's how I always raise. The women and the children are off limits.
I understand that to a degree, but I grew up in a different era of banging. I grew up in that era to where niggas would catch you in the grocery store with your mama.
I grew up in the era of the world. I've seen somebody get killed going to see their father who was recently shot. But like I say, me personally, I feel some type of way about the slavery comment, and I don't think nothing is off limits. So if Game want to call him out to exploit that, I feel exploited by Kanye West and the shit that he's done. So I don't feel nothing wrong with it. I'll sit back and laugh at it. To be honest, fuck Kanye. For real. Ain't no apology you can do that's going to make you cool with our culture no more. I don't give a fuck. Nah, it's a dub on Kanye.
Got you. All right. So, man, thank you for calling in. Let me get some more callers in. Peace. All right. So, unknown person, what's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Bullets Gotti, man. What's popping? What's popping, Doggy Diamonds?
What's going on, man? You are fucking crazy, man. You are out of your mind. All right. So, I need that no filter from you right now, man. Did the game go too far?
Nah, the game ain't go too far, big homie. I'm going to tell you why. Because, like, niggas been saying this shit for a long time in the rap game. What was wrong with Game said that any other rapper said before Game? We heard Pac say he fucked Biggie wife. We heard Jay-Z say he left condoms and Nas's baby mom's. You know, baby seat. Come on, son.
But when they said that, when Pac said it, when Jay-Z said it, wasn't they beefing? What is Game beef with Kanye?
I think maybe Game. Me personally, I think Game beef probably is Kanye out here wilding. He fucks with Drake, just like how he went at Meek for dissing Drake. I think it's the same thing. He dissing Drake, my nigga. Game fuck with Drake heavy, so that's what I think. That's why I think Game went at Kanye.
Nah, but he didn't go at Kanye. He went at his wife. Attack Kanye then. At least attack Kanye then. Say, yo, I'm gonna go at his wife. How you just go at somebody's wife and be like, I nutted in? You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you're sitting in the crib chilling, and you know you got all types of situations and shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't like you. You know what I'm saying? So what if you sitting in the crib chilling with your wife and a nigga just say, and a nigga from like 15 years ago just make a record talking about how he smashed your wife. First of all, your wife gonna be like, yo, what I got to do with any of that? Why you putting me in some? Your wife ain't no rapper.
That's a fact. I agree with you.
So you gonna want to clap him, right or wrong? Ain't no rap. You gonna want to clap him? Ain't no rap.
That's a fact. Niggas would clap. This is what I'm saying. I ain't gonna hold.
So that's what I'm saying. Like I think if him and Kanye had beef and he went there, we might be like, ooh, he went crazy because whatever. But if you're just sitting there and you don't even know, nigga, Kanye gave him hit records.
Yeah, he definitely did. I ain't gonna hold you. Kanye did give him some bangers. He gave him a lot of bangers.
And Kanye is wilding, but how you just talk about a man wife? Go at him. Say what you want to say about Kanye. But you already know in the hood, when we smash, we don't just be like, yo, I hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I never been no kiss and tell dude. I don't know about other people. I just don't give it up like that. I never did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely.
I don't know, man. But all right, man. Tell the people your YouTube, man.
Oh yeah, go follow, go subscribe to that YouTube, man. Bullets Gotti, man. Yo, Doggy Diamonds, no, I be talking my shit, man.
You are completely out of your mind.
I fuck with you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, family, we build late on.
All right,
peace. All right, so let me get a few more callers in, but you on the line right now, 310. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Doggy? This is Paul out of Los Angeles.
L.A. All right. So you out in the city of angels right now, man.
I'm out here. Now I'm not too far from the 105 freeway from Compton where I game's from.
Got you. Did
the
game go too far?
Yeah, he went too far. No. Talking about brother, we had some bad times. Some of the brothers that called in, that's just, you know, I don't even know what to say about that, because even me as a younger, ain't no OG ever raised to disrespect no woman like that. But, you know, the thing is that Game has always been making these dumb mistakes and just dumb decisions. Even the stuff back with 50, but just like one of the callers was saying, you know, that, do you know who she is? The first thing that he got to think for himself or anybody else that's listening to this, look at the move that she just made.
Mm-hmm.
She just went in the White House and she just did something with the White House. So who is she moving and shaking with?
Yeah.
But you as a dummy going to open your mouth against her. Now, she knows some other people besides industry people. So in a sense, game, you putting your family out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I want people to understand, like, you know, I don't really, like, she's not my best friend. I don't know her or nothing like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? And my thing was, if you got an issue with Kanye, go at him. You know what I'm saying? But you just don't bring up something like a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? That's like me, you know, I've dealt with women who's married now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like me just saying, yo, when I was 17, like, nigga, let me look at me like, yo, if you don't get your lame ass out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because all of our women or wives dealt with somebody before.
You know how we looked at cats like that back in the day. If you come over here gossiping about something, like, what are you even talking about that for? That don't even make any sense. And who cares that you did that? And what does that even mean? What does that mean? If you got a problem with him doing the MAGA hat and stuff like that, be more creative and make a song that's more impactful that you can go at him and also teach and bring up, you know, the young brothers and sisters out here, and also talk to the ones that was disrespect that has been disrespected. But no, you just still 40 years old and you still in this dumb shit. it's no excuse for this, man. And it's not an LA thing. It's not a Compton thing, because they're smart brothers. But so, you know, it's no excuse for this, dog. But I just had to drop that in, man.
All right, got you. Thank you for calling. All right, let me get this last caller in, man. Let me get this last caller. 717. What's your name and where you calling from? I can't hear you, so I'm gonna have to bang this on you. Pow. So that's what it is, man. You know, I got a lot of opinions tonight. Like I said, they call them back. 717, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace.
All right, you have PA. To you just gotta turn the computer down.
I got you.
Okay.
All
right, I still hear your computer.
I think the game was out of pocket.
You heard me? I still hear your computer. You gotta turn that all the way down.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, because I still hear the echo and it sounds crazy.
All right, we good now?
Yeah, we good. All right, go ahead, family.
Basically, I think the game is out of pocket, and I just got in like maybe 20 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And to contextualize the conversation, I think everyone's pretty much saying Kanye's out of pocket for his political beliefs, and I believe we should have a balanced discourse if we disagree with the brother, because I disagree with him. But I can contextualize what he was saying as far as slavery is a choice comment. He was basically saying mental slavery, not the history of slavery itself.
Okay. That's what you took from it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I think as Black people, we need to do better when we offer a critique on someone who has a political opinion that differs from ours, because I don't agree with Kanye in supporting President Trump. But I try my best as a brother who is criticizing another brother to keep it balanced and not to denigrate it, dehumanize the brother. And also, we got to realize that Kanye even confessed he's mentally ill, and we got to learn to have more compassion for those that are suffering from mental illness. So that's basically the way I view it. Appreciate you taking my call, brother.
No
keep
problem.
Doing what you're doing. Keep shining your light.
Thank you. Thank you, family. All right. Thank you. 678, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, look, man, this is Robbie one last time. I have one thing to say, man.
I'm about to just tell you to come to the crib bullshit. And just sit next to me and go ahead, man.
Yo, they need to stop bullshitting. Half these niggas that are talking about respect Kanye's wife,
uh-huh.
Now I know you can agree with me on this, doggy. They the same niggas that would try to slip old girl a drink and try to give her some side dick behind Kanye's back. See, fine, you ain't got to publicly say something like Game did in a rap record. But niggas need to quit acting like we just so high moral, nigga, or otherwise we wouldn't have all these baby mamas around. Because there's plenty of niggas hitting niggas' baby mamas and wives. And I think some of this is a little bit of thirstiness. And that's why a lot of sisters are snapping on Kim. I even asked my girl when she was here by me. I said, look, straight up, unobjectively, do you think Kim Kardashian's a thot? She's like, hell yeah. Now, she supports that Me Too shit to a little bit, which I think the Me Too sometimes is a little bit of headhunting, especially when it comes to black men. That's really all I want to say. Robbie Blue, Coonan won't save you. Modern day slave, you know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Bang on Kanye for being out of control.
Got
y'all you. Know y'all dirty macking. Y'all know y'all dirty macking talking about respect Kanye's wife, but yet if you were backstage and Kim was being the usual thought she was, how many of y'all gonna try to tell her the good news about Jesus? Or are y'all gonna try to get in them draws? Y'all niggas need to quit lying. All right.
It is really thank you. I'm like, yeah, he might as well just be my co-host and shit. He called a few times and shit. He might as well just get him a microphone and all that. He go, but you know, at the end of the day, me personally, I've actually said this on. All right, no more calls too. Like we dead in that right now. Hold on. Let me take the caller number off the screen. No more calls, please. No more calls. You know, I've already said that I thought it was weak for people to try to holler at people's wives. It's just certain thing. You know, I just don't fuck with people's wife. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with people's wife. I don't fuck with and again, it's not really that, you know, I'm defending her. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with any of that. You know what I'm saying? Cause nobody advocate for black women the way I do. And I have since y'all first saw me. And I've had a lot of black women who's worked with me and been around me, and they could tell you that I'm not no, you know, no dirty nigga who just straight up and down just be trying to smash every chick that I work with. You know what I'm saying? My discipline is definitely on 1,000 at all times. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even give it up like that. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, if you got an issue with a man, go at that man. You know what I'm saying? Or if you take issue with something that he did, go at that man, because you can't say, you know, he's my homeboy and he's my friend, but, you know, I XYZ his in his wife's throat. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you do that. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like with a dude wife, you know, even if you had a, you know, cause like I said, every man can relate to your wife having a past. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And I know straight up and down, if any woman that I'm dealing with, if a dude come out of here, out of nowhere saying, yo, I punch him right in his face, straight up and down, especially something 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I punch him right in his face. You know what I'm saying? That's just straight up and down. That's beef. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, even if you got it, like I said, porn stars is married. It's dudes who smash porn stars on tape. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So at the end of it all, you know, it's just certain things you just don't do. To me, you know what I'm saying? It just don't do. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I don't know who this Rakim Allah dude is talking about. I was shook around Dipset. I don't know who you are. I don't even know what you talking about. And your information is just crazy off point, because you ain't never seen me shook around nobody. And I don't even give it up like that. How I'm going to be shook around somebody who is my people? So what do you... You know, it's funny because... And then again, when I do these live things, there's always going to be somebody in the room who want to troll. Ask about me out there in the street. You know what I'm saying? Not no internet shit. You know what I'm saying? I done been out there active, and everybody is a lot of people is my people. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I don't have to be shook about nobody. You know, I don't even want to block him, man. Let him stay. You know what I'm saying? He here watching me. He could be doing something else, but he here watching me. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I got a lot of love and respect out in the streets. I'm just saying that I wouldn't play with nobody's wife. I just never gave it up like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't respect when other people do it. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get I'm about to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never seen me get beat up on tape or no shit like that ever. You know what I'm saying? Ever. It's a whole different game with me out there. But shout out to everybody you know who's tuning in. Doggy Diamonds No Filter. This is the podcast. You know, like I said, we on YouTube right now, but this will get this will get replayed on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, CastBox, iHeart, all of those things. So make sure all those links are in the description box. If you want your banner up on the screen, you can hit me up, info@DoggyDiamondsTV, you know, for promotion. You can definitely get your banner up on the screen. You see the banners, you know, scrolling. Hit that Patreon. Yes, that's in the description box. The PayPal is in the description box. The Cash App is in the description box. Any way that you want to help and support, do that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So, it is what it is. I'm about to get the hell out of here. So I gotta go. I'll holler at y'all later on. Peace.
All right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Did this. Doggy Diamonds did this.